Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, on WHTC.com, and on the WHTC app for your smartphone. Once again, here's your host, Gary Stevens.
And a very pleasant good morning. Sorry for the delay, because I'll just say our nifty-difty Dell computer has decided to, shall we say, do a Windows update. Anyway, enough about that. Glad you are with us. We are broadcasting live from the Dizwan Windmill on Windmill Island Gardens. Glad you are with us. And we will have a couple of guests stopping by. First of all, Emily van Staudijnen is the grounds and horticultural manager for the, not just Windmill Island Gardens, but also throughout the entire city of Holland.
Yeah, I was at the Parks Department before. I did all of the flowers for all of downtown, all of the Parks Department, and then moved over here to Windmill Island about 2 months ago. So been on this team for a little while, still sort of figuring things out, but you know, I know all the 200 tulip varieties that we grow here well already, so feel like I'm figuring it out pretty well.
If you have a question for Emily, she'll be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. First of all, we're on the second floor here of the Dizwan Windmill. Stefan van der Molen, who is with us here, went all the way up. I will go all the way up after we're done, after we leave air at 11:30. But this is, you're walking into history when you walk into the Dizwan Windmill, don't you?
Yes, yeah. It is amazing to see this architecture. Every morning I drive into work, I drive off up the causeway, look and see this beautiful windmill, and I'm like, how do I get to work here? How did I get so lucky to have this be my job? So it is just a beautiful place to be, a beautiful place to work.
Emily, we'll talk a little bit about the windmill when we have Matt Helmes, the parks director, join us a little bit later on here. We'll also have Caitlin Ramirez. She is the executive director of the Zeeland Historical Society. She'll join us a little after 10:30. We'll also have Brian Spencer's What's New Ron Allen. We'll wrap things up with Susie Buzo's Evergreen Commons Report at 11:25. But Emily, I want to talk a little bit about, frankly, not just your job, but part of your job is to keep an eye on the tulips. And so, for those maybe locals, but also those listening on WHTC.com and through the WHTC app on the smartphone that are not immediately here, how's the shape of the flowers right now?
Yeah, I mean, they're looking great. We've had a really weird spring, you know, with that really warm couple weeks in February. We thought that we were going to have a really, really early bloom, but things cooled down throughout March. You know, they always say March is in like a lion, out like a lamb, and we definitely had that this year. So things have slowed down, so I think we'll still have good color for tulip time and throughout the festival, but some of the blooming is already starting now. So if anyone's local and wants to come see some beautiful tulips without having to pay to get in during tulip time, I would head out to Windmill Island and head around downtown and look at everything right now.
Part of it, I would think, is the fact that some of the planted tulips are near the snowmelt.
Yes, that is definitely an issue. Back when I was at the Parks Department and would plan all of the downtown tulips, we are always picking the latest blooming varieties for any area near the snowmelt. You know, the north side of the street gets full sun and it gets nice and hot there, so we're always a little bit earlier downtown than we are anywhere else. Windmill Island's pretty nice that we get, you know, a nice cool breeze every day, so things are a little bit later, are able to hold out for the festival a little bit longer. But yes, it's really, my whole job has been tracking exactly when tulips bloom, exactly when they're at peak, so that we know which varieties can go in which places the best.
Now, I'm going to ask an ignorant question. I'm good at asking ignorant questions, folks. But I'll throw this out. Besides the tulips, obviously that's the star attraction. But I would think that there are other, shall we say, growing things that people can see that maybe some early blooms might be coming up.
Yeah. Right now, we already have a ton of different bulb varieties blooming around the campus. So we've got crocuses, we've got grape hyacinth, we've got hellebore and fritillaria. So the whole park, you know, is in really its beautiful spring bloom right now. It looks amazing. And then, you know, people all come for tulip time, but we have gardens open year-round. So as soon as the tulips are done blooming, we're ripping all of those out and we're replacing them with summer annuals. So the park is, you know, it's a beautiful place.
Excuse me, you're not ripping all those out. People are paying $10 a bucket for Holland and Bloom benefit to pull the bulbs. But you had to pull some bulbs along the tulip
tulip lanes. Yep. And the Holland and Bloom Tulip Dig is at only certain locations. So that's Windmill Island Gardens. They always have it. Window on the Waterfront and Centennial Park. So, but that's only, you know, that's only half of the tulips that the city plants every year. So we have a ton of locations that, you know, we go back through and we replace the bulbs and we replace them with summer annuals.
Okay, replace the bulbs is one thing with the annuals. Mm-hmm. It is one thing, and this is another question that comes to mind, for the people that want to, for the tulip dig with tulips with Holland Bloom, mm-hmm. they'll want to, you know, they can pick up the bulbs and take it with them. Mm-hmm. What does the city do with the bulbs that it picks?
Yeah, so we, you know, tulips are a perennial flower. They will bloom year after year. But tulips have a really interesting life cycle where after their bloom, they'll start to sort of break down into daughter bulbs. And that's a great way that, you know, tulip breeders can continue to propagate the bulb. But after they start to break down, the bulb, daughter bulbs, don't have quite as big of a bloom. And, you know, because we have such a huge impact on the community with having tulip time here, we have made the decision that most everywhere is on a single year or sometimes a 2 to 3 year rotation with new bulbs coming in, just so that we have that really big, beautiful bloom every year. So yeah, we do that around here, and then a lot of the bulbs just get composted, or we check them for, you know, disease, make sure that we're not putting any diseases back into our compost. But yeah, it's a big job with about 450,000 coming into the whole city every single year, and it's job security for me, so it's great.
That me is Emily Van Staldine, and she is the Grounds and Horticultural Manager for the City of Holland's Parks Department. If you have a question for Emily about the tulips especially, but about other things going on that are growing in Holland, she'll be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. It is, I've been around since 01 here. This is my, you know, 02 actually was my first tulip time on board here. Mm-hmm. But I always thought it was one of the weird quirks of tulip time is the fact that you have to import the tulips from the mother country. Mm-hmm. And I, like, being the outsider that I am, why? Well, I'm going to ask that question. Why does it have to be imported?
Yeah, I mean, there are places that grow them around in the United States, but when you're ordering 450,000 bulbs every year, I mean, there's vendors in the U.S., but none of them can keep up with that quantity of bulbs that we get in. We also are working with brokers to get really high-quality bulbs directly from the Netherlands, so we get some, you know, newer varieties that aren't necessarily available here in the United States. And, you know, the Netherlands, it's just the be-all and end-all for tulips and all sorts of blooming stuff. That's they are the premier there. So yeah, with such an amazing festival and so many visitors coming in, it's worth it to get them from the source.
They're the bosses on that. But the other thing, too, is the fact that when you say new varieties, in other words, are they making new types of, you know, new strains of bulbs in the Netherlands?
Yeah. So... in the Parks Department and throughout the city, you know, we order several different types of tulips. So that would be our single late varieties, our triumph varieties, our fringed or parrot varieties. And those all describe the overall bloom itself. But then within each of those types, there are up to like 50 to 100 different colors that we'll choose from. So our single lates, you know, we've got the beautiful ones like El Nino, Blushing Lady. Those are our stars that are always that come every single year. And, you know, they'll continue to breed new varieties that come in, new colors, new looks for all these different tulips. And it's an amazing thing with so much variety and so many colors to play with. It's really, I'm also an artist, so getting to play with, you know, this very unique media, with all the different colors and different blooming. It's really cool.
Now, planting the tulips, that's a good, you mentioned your artistic strain, mm-hmm. Emily, and it brings then to a point of how one plants the tulips. Is it just simply, where you go on a row, you know, plop, 3-4 inches down, plop, 3-4 inches down, plop. Do you do that, or do you say, maybe we want to plant them in a heart shape or a different type of shape? So maybe even plant them so that when they blossom, it looks like an actual tulip. Do you do that, or is it more functional in planting?
So yeah, it depends on the location of where we're planting. You know, the fields have a different method of planting than the lanes, and then also then the beds. But in all of the beds throughout, both downtown, the parks, and Windmill Island, there are certain places where we'll actually do have a design in the bed. So if you look at the one bed at Centennial Park, we always do an actual windmill shape into that bed using two different colored tulips. So I'll go through and make a little stencil of where we're planting this yellow variety and where we're planting this red variety, just to make there be a fun design, which can be really, really, really cool for people to see.
Now, how can people see that? Can they see it from the ground, or are you going to have to lift, you know, get a drone and take the picture from the drone?
Yeah, so some of them, you know, you can kind of tell from the ground, like, oh, I can tell a bit of the shape if it's a big enough scale. But our city's IT team and our multimedia team, they'll always go out and take pictures with the drone, and sometimes we'll post pictures actually at the bed so that people can be like, oh, yeah, that is a windmill. I can tell now. So it's a lot of fun.
When, on average, Emily, do we say bye-bye to the tulips?
Yeah, so typically they have each individual bloom lasts about 2 weeks, and that's very dependent on the weather. If we're getting really hot weather, they're not going to be able to hold up that long. But typically, I would say for most visitors, the last week of April to the second week of May is usually our best bloom time.
All right.
we're heading up on that pretty close now.
You're talking about when it's very warm, and I think it was 2014. People can correct me if you want. We had StemFest. We had too warm of temperatures, mm-hmm. and the big blooms came in mid to late April, mm-hmm. instead of the first 2 weeks in May. And, you know, Gwen Awerda was with us at the time, and they came up with the StemFest t-shirts, and a few of you probably still have them. Yeah. Thank goodness we haven't had one since.
No, I've been with the Parks Department 5 years, or 6 years now. Luckily, no STEM fest while I've been here. I'm not going to say that's part, to me, that's all just Mother Nature. But yeah, it's, you know, we plant these tulips to do what they're going to do, and they're going to bloom, and that's what their goal is, and it's all controlled by Mother Nature as to when they actually come up and bloom.
We're talking with Emily Van Dyne, and she is the Grounds and Horticultural Manager with the City of Holland, talking about the star of the show, the tulip, ahead of Tulip Time Festival. We are, by the way, inside the DeZwan Windmill at Windmill Island Gardens. If you have a question for Emily, we'll be happy to answer it. Dan Evans taking care of things back in the studio. 616-395-1450. 616-395-1450. During the Tulip Time Festival especially, Emily, how much interaction do you have with our guests that come in?
Yeah. Quite a bit. So back at parks, a lot of my job was picking up trash in the morning, just because with so many visitors coming in, you know, that's going to be a big issue. There's a lot of trash happening downtown. But then throughout the afternoon, I always like to go out into the parks, and so I have a chance to look at how things are blooming and be, like I said, keeping records of exactly when things are blooming. So tons of visitors, you know, if you're walking around with a staff t-shirt and taking notes on tulips, people are going to want to ask you questions all about the blooms. And it's amazing to see people coming from so many different places. One of our windmill attendants just was mentioning to us earlier today that this past Saturday, when the Windmill Island Gardens opened, she had visitors from 10 different countries come into the windmill and chat with her. So it's just, you know, we're a small little town here. I'm actually originally from the Chicago area, so moving to this small town, I wouldn't think that we would get so many visitors from so many different places around the world, but we do, so it's really cool.
The reason why I'm asking you this, Emily, is the fact that I wouldn't want to say what's the average comment, but some of the comments that you might be getting from our guests, especially those if they are here for a first time, or maybe our friends from the mother country who want to check out what these Americans are doing over here and wondering if, these people know what, pretty much they're experts. They know what they're doing in these things. And they're, they're going to say, that's a good plume, but, maybe this and all that. Do you get that sometimes, or is it just more of, ooh, wow, oohs and ahs?
Yeah. You know, people are always different. There's always going to be some cranky people, and there's always going to be some happy people. But generally, I would say 95%, 90 to 100% of people are really just think this is just a beautiful place to be and a beautiful place to visit.
All right. It is... This, we're talking about the star of the show, and we're talking about the Tulip Time Festival. For us who work here, and for those of you who live here, we sometimes might take this for granted. Do you get the feeling? You've only been here for 5 years, so maybe it hasn't. But do you get the feeling sometimes that some of the locals don't? It's like we don't realize what we got.
Yeah, I think I've already noticed people like, oh yeah, Windmill Island. I was there when I was a kid on a field trip, and I haven't been back. And I'm like, well, if you're a Holland resident, you have access to this beautiful park and this beautiful garden for free, and you get in for free. I mean, except for the duration of Tulip Time, but that's 1 week out of the year. And the rest of the year, you have this beautiful place to come visit, and I wish more people would come and take advantage of that. But we have an events coordinator she's doing some really awesome events throughout the summer, including Books and Blooms, which is going to be a new story hour with Herrick District Library for little kids to come to Windmill Island and have some story time. I just really would encourage all the locals, remember that this is an amazing festival, and I know it's annoying with all the traffic. Like I said, I grew up in the Chicago area, so I was like, the traffic can't be that bad. Oh, it is. It is that bad.
Well, it's not as bad as Chicagoland or Detroit, but that's, we speak from experience.
Yeah.
Emily Van Staudinen, I know that you are busy, so we will let you get scooting.
All right.
Appreciate what you do and what the staff here does. Look forward to enjoying the Tulip Time Festival, May 4th through 11th. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you for stopping by and chatting with us on Talk of the Town.
Yeah, thank you so much.